Well, I mentioned David Cohen. What a year he has had. He has won 109 races in 2018. The 34-year-old last rode back on February 1st of 2014. That's when he was injured and broke his leg in a couple of different places. Took a few years off, returned last fall, and again, 109 victories here in 2018. And he is the comeback jockey of the year, and he's with us now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. David, welcome, my friend. Happy to have you on board for a few minutes.
Well, thank you for having me, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
We're doing great, and congratulations on that honor. Well-deserved.
I appreciate it. You know, it really wasn't something that I thought about much during the year, so it was a nice little surprise during the Jockeys Guild meeting this year.
Yeah, really spectacular. And I mentioned that injury back on February 1st of 2014. Take us back to that day. Tell people exactly what happened, and then take us through the preceding months as you started to kind of work your way back.
Yeah, you know, the accident, it was probably one of those freak things that you don't see much. It was in the paddock at Aqueduct. Was going ahead to get on top of my horse, and the horse kind of shied away, and it was a first-timer, never been on the track at all. At Aqueduct, so, you know, I'm not sure how many people are familiar with the Aqueduct paddock, but it's kind of pushed down into a bowl. You got people above them, so something spooked it, and it jumped away and kicked down and ended up getting the lower part of my right leg. I ended up breaking my tibia and fibula. I had a plate and screws put into my tibia, and, you know, for me, it was a long road of recovery. It probably took about 3 months before I could even put my foot on the ground and put some weight on it, since, you know, your tibia is your weight-bearing bone in your leg. So, you know, that took a lot of determination and just really a lot of therapy.
Yeah, our friend Rajiv Mirage went through, you know, a similar situation, and I know it's so hard on you guys because all you want to do is ride, and It gets to be frustrating when you're out that long.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, unfortunately, I went through some other things during my time off. You know, a few months after I did get injured, my father, which was my best friend, he passed away. And, you know, that obviously took a big toll on me. And about a year and a half after that, my sister passed away. So that was probably part of the reason for such the lengthy layoff, opposed to the injury itself. During the course of that time, I actually took the opportunity to get the plate and screws removed. And this way, when, you know, the idea behind that was when I did return, I didn't want something bother me or something, you know, foreign in my body that would potentially interrupt anything that I any success that I had going on, or any momentum I should say, because that takes about another 3 to 4 months to recover from. So I was able to get that done and come back mentally and you know, in the right mindset. You know, for me, that was more important than anything. You know, I have a lot of respect for the game and respect for everybody involved, obviously the owners and trainers, but obviously the grooms and the exercise riders, you know, they put a lot of work into these horses. So I wouldn't come show up, ask for the opportunity, and not know that I'm 100% in not just physically, but mentally as well, which is probably not just as, but probably more important when it comes to an athlete, especially in horse racing.
Yeah, your dad was such a great guy. I used to sit with him some days at Santa Anita and talk horses. He loved to handicap. He loved to bet. And we had some great conversations. And when I moved to Kentucky, that was one of the things I missed, was talking to your dad at the races. It used to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, you're right. He loved the game. He was in it for about 40, 45 years. Owned and bred racehorses. Loved to play them. So, you know, it was definitely a big hit when he passed away.
David, yeah. How does the leg feel now?
You know, amazingly so, I can't even tell that it got injured. Once I started getting on horses, it seemed to get better and better. It wasn't bad, maybe if I, you know, had it bent down real low, I could still bother me. But I took a lot of time to get back in the saddle. I didn't rush anything. And like I said, I probably galloped horses for about a good month or so. And, you know, pertaining to horses, if you have, or anybody, if you have an injury, if you're not actually exercising that muscle, you're not strengthening it. So once I was able to get back in the saddle and be able to really use, because it's very hard to mimic being in the saddle and you know, riding on your toes in the gym. You know, so I went to the gym for probably 6 months prior. So it was very hard to mimic that. So once I was able to, it definitely seemed to go away. And as of right now, I don't even think about it. So that I'm very, very blessed, you know, to be able to get kicked by an animal so strong and in the leg, and to be able to come back 100% is just a blessing.
What are some of the things that go through your mind when you think back to that first race that you won, when you came back and started riding again after that lengthy layoff and everything that you went through both personally and professionally? What are some of the things you remember about that first win?
Yeah, well, and I remember it was Delta Park, a place I've never been before. You know, it was nice to get back into the winner's circle. I think I only rode a few races, a handful of races prior. So it was a great feeling. It's hard to put it back in words, but it was more so kind of, you know, back where I belong, something that I've been earning for quite some time. And, you know, it was just, again, just truly felt blessed.
It didn't take you long to get your confidence back. You ride with such confidence most of the time. I don't know if that's because you're a good handicapper and you feel like you know you're going to be in the right spot or what it is, but the confidence that you ride with is pretty evident when you watch you day to day.
Yeah, you know, I feel that I'm very fortunate with the support that I get from my owners and trainers. I really don't have a lot of pressure on me. They just let me ride my race as I see fit, and I think that seems to help. Obviously, I'm very fortunate with the stock that's given to me. So when you ride for certain guys and you have a good clientele, you know they're not going to put you on anything bad. Obviously, something could happen regardless, but you know you're not getting set up for a bad trip. And getting some good horses underneath me. My agent, Bill Castle, is doing an amazing job. So I just go out there, obviously, with as much confidence as you can have if the horses can feel it. And hopefully you can transfer that type of positive energy into them.
David, I know you have horses to work this morning, so we won't keep you. One last question, I'll let you go. Look into the future here, 2019. What are some of the goals that you set or that you would like to accomplish moving forward in the new year?
Yeah, you know, this year, and this is probably something that my agent and I spoke about. You know, as far as the circuit we're on, we're obviously happy with that. Happy with the support we get. Like to get some more graded stakes and Grade One winners. Would like to get the earnings up to, you know, hopefully 10, 12 million. So that's something that we're definitely going to focus on, opposed to just the day-to-day type of horses. Obviously, we appreciate all our support that we can get in the day-to-day, because without that, the other opportunities don't come. So, and you know, more so than anything, just want to stay healthy and in one piece, and hopefully the rest will fall into place.
Well, he's jockey David Cohen. He is back. He is better than ever, and he is the comeback jockey of the year for 2018. And David, we really appreciate the visit here this morning. Thanks for being with us. All the best and safe trip every time you get a leg up.
Thank you, Mike and Jude. Thank you for having me.